Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With House Democrats expected to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump for a second time, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is calling on President Trump to resign. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin spoke to her by phone.
Murkowski says the violent Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol were answering his call.
People who were there to riot and who were encouraged that very morning by their president. Yes, I think he was responsible.
Murkowski says she and other Republicans who did not repudiate Trump earlier bear some responsibility.
I allowed myself to refrain from speaking my truth. And I can't just be quiet right now.
Murkowski is a moderate. She says she will not switch parties to join the Senate's new Democratic majority. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
President Trump has been banned from Twitter. Twitter took the president's personal account down last night and says he's been banned permanently, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. The Republican National Committee has reelected Ronna McDaniel to another term as chair of the GOP. She's been a staunch ally of President Trump and had run unopposed for the RNC leadership post, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The re-election of Ronna McDaniel means President Trump has a hand-picked supporter running the party as he leaves office and looks to potentially run again in 2024. Speaking to the RNC winter meeting in Florida, McDaniel credited Trump with expanding GOP support in places where the party had not previously been competitive. She condemned the deadly violence by Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol this week, saying it was not patriotism, but an attack on the country's founding principles. She did not mention President Trump in the context of that violence. The GOP has set fundraising records under her leadership, but the party also lost control of the House, and now the White House and the Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News.
The U.S. topped 4,000 coronavirus deaths in a single day this week. Data from Johns Hopkins University showed the nation had 4,085 deaths on Thursday, breaking a record set just one day earlier. California has reported nearly 500 deaths since Thursday. Dr. Paul Simon is with the L.A. County Health Department.
The very high numbers I will report are sadly no surprise. They didn't happen by accident. They are a direct result of the many people who were not following the necessary precautions over the winter holiday.
Overall, the pandemic has killed more than 365,000 Americans. You're listening to NPR News. A search and rescue operation is underway in Indonesia after a passenger jet lost contact with air traffic controllers today. Local media reports say fishermen have spotted objects believed to be parts of the plane in the waters off a chain of islands north of Jakarta. The plane operated by an Indonesian airline was on a domestic flight with more than 50 passengers and crew on board. Chinese authorities are locking down a city of 11 million people near Beijing to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus, a pandemic has been mostly under control in China since the spring, but NPR's John Ruich reports that cases are now rising.
Official numbers from the National Health Commission are still relatively small. China's government reported just 53 new confirmed cases on Friday and a similar number of asymptomatic cases, but it is taking no chances. Almost all the new cases this week have been in Hubei province, next to Beijing, and the number has been rising. The province announced it was entering a wartime mode earlier in the week, and on Thursday, the provincial capital, Shijiazhuang, barred residents from leaving. State media say most flights have been canceled and train and bus stations have been closed. The news comes almost a year after China locked down the city of Wuhan after the coronavirus first emerged there. John Ruich, NPR News.
To Europe now, where officials in Spain say Madrid's airport will remain closed today. Heavy snowfall causing travel chaos around the country. Spanish soldiers had to rescue trapped drivers from their vehicles today. They've been stranded for hours on roads around Madrid. Madrid and four other regions remain on red alert as more heavy snow is in the forecast. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.